Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian federal government is approving a temporary 60-day easing of fuel quality standards to allow the sale of high-sulphur petrol to address supply shortages. To ease the pressure on regional motorists, the government is proposing a rollout of high-sulphur fuel from Brisbane to help stabilise spiralling prices. This type of fuel is normally exported to countries with lower fuel standards. Environment Minister Murray Watt told Channel 7 releasing this high-sulphur petrol is necessary to deal with shortages.
We're working round the clock to make sure that we can get the supplies where they need to be right across Australia. We shouldn't lose sight of the fact that we now have 37 days reserve of petrol and 30 days reserve of diesel. We recognise, though, that there are parts of Australia that do need to get supplies, and that's why Chris Bowen and the government as a whole has put in place these measures, so we'll be getting that petrol out to people as quickly as we possibly can.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is throwing his support behind the decision to temporarily ease sulphur standards for fuel.
The public would expect us to take steps if we're in a dire situation. We're not there yet. And this is really about getting ready for the weeks ahead, given we don't know what the geopolitical conflict situation in the Persian Gulf will be or when it will be solved or stopped or ended.
However, One Nation MP Barnaby Joyce is questioning the logistics of the rollout. He says he fears the fuel won't actually reach the communities that need it most.
Obviously, what we've got to clearly define where that fuel can be used. It can be used in certain engines and can't be used in others. And that's, I think most people know that, higher sulfur content, higher engine type. What we have is when the Labor Party continued to say the oil refineries closed down. Yeah, they did. It was really stupid. But it was under a safeguard mechanism, which the Labor Party supports.
Energy Minister Chris Bowen is reassuring the country that fuel supplies are stable, with 37 days of reserves in the tank and shipments arriving on time. In addition, up to 762 million litres of petrol and diesel will be released from domestic reserves. That's despite filling stations in some regional communities running dry. Shadow Defence Minister James Patterson says he doesn't think rationing is necessary yet. He says Australia needs to pivot towards Asian refineries to shore up the nation's supply lines.
Look, I don't think we're at that point yet, but the reality is that the Strait of Hormuz is not going to be reopened anytime soon, and the crude oil that comes from the Middle East to Asian refineries in places like Singapore and Korea and Japan is ultimately the source of a big proportion of the petrol and diesel that we use in this country. So unless that strait can be reopened, unless that oil can flow, we will start to draw down on those stockholding obligations.
He says Australia's reliance on imported oil has increased due to the closure of refineries in the 2010s, which left only two operational. The IEA's recent release of 400 million barrels equates to about 4 days of global supply, which is insufficient for a prolonged crisis. Mr. Morrison is emphasising the need for diversifying transportation fuels, particularly to electric vehicles, to reduce dependence on oil imports.
We've kept a stockpile to a minimum, and so we've got this double problem of dependent on oil imports at the time that we really had inadequate stockpiles. And so this is why Australia could be one of the most vulnerable in this current energy crisis.
As the first shipments of high sulphur fuel begin to move from Brisbane, the crisis has reignited a fierce debate over Australia's long-term energy security and its reliance on a volatile global supply chain. Brianna Charles for SBS News.
Australia's leading show for bold debate is back, where difficult conversations...
We can't go there.
...meet honest perspectives.
He couldn't control her anymore, so he killed her.
All new Insight. Stream free on SBS On Demand.